Hi, hello, and welcome to Checkpoint by Finance Middle East. I'm Niveda Danin, and today I'm joined by Mohammed Abdulbaki, Regional Marketing Manager at Tikmill. And today we're going to be talking about trading. Thank you very much for joining us, Mohammed. How are you doing this morning?
All good. How are you? How's things?
Good. It's going
great.
Hope things
are going well.
All well. So let's jump right in. How are emerging technologies such as AI and blockchain shaping the future of Forex trading? And what opportunities and challenges do they present for traders?
Well, I think that's always a debate in that point, because that's something new to the market. It's not been for a long time, but I feel that AI and blockchain are transforming the Forex trading industry. I think they're also providing different trading strategies. Blockchain could also increase the transaction transparency. That's something that's really good. I don't know how good it is at the moment, but it's going to be something that's really good for traders. These technologies for sure offer opportunities and different demands for faster and more informed trading to traders.
So given the recent global market volatility, how should traders approach risk management to protect their portfolios? This is a very interesting question, and I'm personally invested in it.
I can't give a hard and fast rule for all traders, but I'm sure that traders should have a priority on diversification. They should diversify their portfolios, have strict stop losses, because sometimes just overnight or something like that, you might just like lose a lot of money, as well as avoid over leveraging, because over leveraging is always high risk. It's always high risk. So just be wise and trade with what, as much as you know.
Can you talk to me about over leveraging? You made a very interesting note there. Can you elaborate more on that?
Normally, people trade on a leverage to earn more. But again, it's always risky. It's a high risk. So a leverage can be anything up to 500. 1:500. Some licenses, they arrange 1:30. So the higher the leverage, the more lots you can take, the more opportunities you can have. But it's always at a higher risk.
What are some of the common misconceptions about trading that your marketing efforts aim to address? And how do you educate potential clients through your campaigns?
That's a really good question. I believe that the most common misconceptions are about you'll always make money easily. There's room for everyone to make money very easily without any sort of passive income, let's say. Well, it's sometimes passive income for some people, but of course, you need to be knowledgeable. You need to understand the market. You need to have at least a strategy behind it. So it's always good to have a strategy. This is one, I think, of the misconceptions that people think it's an easy win. I think the second misconception is that people think this is only for professional traders. That's something that's not true. There are beginner traders. There are professional traders. Everyone has different strategies. Everyone has different expectations from the market. And I feel that beginner traders can easily go into trades that they don't care much because they're still beginners. So there's always room to test and try and learn and lose in the beginning, win later. You can win in the beginning, lose at a later stage. So you'll always learn on the run.
Right. If there are a few tips that you can give for traders who are just entering the market, what would that be?
Well, I consider myself, I wouldn't say beginner, but I'm there. I would say that I remember when I started trading, it was very difficult for me to wake up in the morning, to see the news, to get updated with the news, study a bit about the market, look at the recent trends in the market. So I feel this is the toughest part, because in the beginning, you're very enthusiastic about it and you'll have so much time for it. You'll give it so much effort, so much time. But then with time, then you'll start losing that a bit. So you need to, while you are there, where you're having the hype, you need to make as much effort as you can to understand the market in the first like 4, 5, 6 months. And then with time, you would get that knowledge to know that, okay, I can skip this news, but then I can look at that news. That news is important. That news is a market changer, and so on.
I agree, because right now with social media, there is so much influx. Every single person has something to talk about stocks, something to talk about markets. So there's an information influx. And for traders, especially like me, who's just entering the market, it's overwhelming, right? So picking and choosing the right content is very, very tricky.
It is. And as much as the right content, I feel that especially on social media, like influencers, they have different strategies and so many audiences. So it's also like kind of the one you would love to hear from, right? Some, I could tell you like X is a very good influencer. You can actually follow him, or he's a very good copy trader, but you're not comfortable in listening to this guy because it's an attitude issue as well. It's the way how he puts out his message, right? Some people, they might, it's a difference of choice, basically. So I might feel comfortable with someone and he's a winning strategy for me. You might see him, no, I mean, that's not the expectation you want. You want maybe more and more money out of it. So you would follow someone else. So it differs from one person to another. But there are so many information on social media. And some people, they do it, I don't know, maybe some people, they're right, some people, they're wrong. But there are for sure some basics, that which is how to read the charts, how to understand the financial markets. I think these are basics. If no one is knowledgeable with this, then he needs to at least be familiar with such reading the charts and reading the markets, understanding where the market is going.
So let's talk about Tickmill. How does Tickmill differentiate itself in such a competitive market? And what role does regional marketing play in that strategy?
I believe Tickmill has been there for a long time. It's very credible, trustworthy, but we do differentiate ourselves through competitive pricing. I'm sure we are very competitive when it comes into pricing, strong commitment to transparency, and exceptional customer service. For sure, these three points make us very transparent with our audience, with our clients as well, especially when it comes to people that try Tickmill once. I'm sure they always stick with Tickmill. This is out of my experience with Tickmill. Regional, of course, we definitely, as a regional marketing manager, we definitely have strategies and execution part where we actually execute the vision of the company. We align, like me and the company especially, we align together on the vision, on what we want to do for future. We definitely see the MENA region especially as a very potential region. We are there. I wouldn't say we are 100% there, but we are definitely expanding. We are definitely going towards a huge growth in the region.
So you recently received your license from the IFC?
Let's say that was in April 2023.
Amazing. Talk to me about that.
That license is always like, it's always a step into the region. It's a very reputable license. It's a step in the region. We're looking forward as well for expansion. So in order to expand, you need solid steps towards the expansion. So this license gives us it's like kind of a backbone in the region. So it helps us be out there, it helps us in our marketing activities as well, in letting clients trust more into Tickmill. It gives us that huge exposure as well in being in the IFC, especially, which is a hub for a financial sector. That's also something that's very good about being there.
Great. Mohammed, thank you very much. That was very insightful. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
For more such stories, head to financemiddleeast.com and make sure you check back next week for another exciting podcast.